Praise the Lord.
Alleluia.
Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Today, we learn about our right to exercise dominion. The Bible text is from Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. It says, "Then God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Most people ask themselves one time or another why they are on earth. Some people, they never want to work, yet everything that they need or what they want should come automatically. When we study the Bible, we see that God didn't create us just to sit around and do nothing. Some Bible translations say in Genesis 1:28, "Be fruitful and replenish the earth." That has a different meaning. Replenish is to make something full or complete it again. This leads to the question, what does it mean to fill again? Was it full before? Remember the difference from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2. There's a big time gap in between. What happened in that meantime? Were there people on earth when Adam was created? Was the earth full before? These are theological questions that could fill books. But we are not going into that today. Rather, we see that Adam was created with full authority on earth. God gave authority to man. When we study the Bible in Old and New Testament, we find the thread of truth throughout the Bible, that God uses man as his agent here on earth to do his work. God made Adam under him the ruler of this world. But Adam sinned and turned his authority over to Satan. Then Satan became what Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians, the God of this world. Satan is called the God of this world. Immediately, God began to make a covenant with man. First, he made a covenant with Adam. Then he made covenants with Noah, with Abraham, Moses, and others. There were certain things that God could not do in this earth unless he had made a covenant with a man who had legal authority here. For God had given mankind authority to rule the world. This is a point of contention with many religious people. Yet the scriptures are quite clear on this matter. God made a covenant with Noah, with Abraham, and Moses. There were many things that God could do, but he limited himself concerning what he could do in the earth by his word, and God will not violate his word. Therefore, he made a covenant with men on earth so he could work through those covenants to change things on earth. When we understand the word of God concerning how we fit into this plan, we find that we are not just strangers or pilgrims struggling through this life. We are sons of God, created in his image and likeness of God. We have a God-given right to exercise dominion on this earth. under God's covenant with man. Remember Jesus' statement when he said, it says in Hebrews 10:5, "But a body you have prepared for me." A body you have prepared for me. Jesus had been given a body. He was a sacrificial lamb. His physical body was also his badge of authority to exercise dominion on the earth. Even though he had authority before he was 30 years old, he didn't exercise dominion over the works of the devil until the Holy Spirit came upon him. Every person who is born on this earth has a certain amount of legal authority, but they don't have supernatural ability to destroy the works of the devil until they are anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. The same Holy Spirit anointing that was upon Jesus is available to his body today. Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he commanded his disciples to not leave Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. They already had authority, but they didn't have the ability except as Jesus had delegated to them the right to use his name for healing. For Jesus had not yet died. His stripes were not yet on his back. But Jesus gave him authority to use his power and his name. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, we read, "And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease." Jesus gave them the power. Then in Luke chapter 10, verse 8 and 9, it says, "Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near you.'" Jesus gave them the power of attorney to use his name. He gave them the power for healing until he suffered the stripes and wounds for our healing. It is possible to have authority but no power. Or you can have power and no authority. For instance, when someone robs a bank, he has a weapon, which is the power, but he has no authority to be there. If there is a policeman in the bank who has been disarmed, he has no power, but he does have the authority. Yet he is limited in his ability to exercise that authority if he doesn't have the power to do so. A policeman, because of his authority, he can stop a big truck holding up just his hand. Although he can't physically stop that force of the truck with his body, he can exercise the authority of his commission. Similarly, Jesus has access into the earth today through his body, the church. A body has been prepared for me. This is referring not only to his personal body, which is in heaven, it's also his spiritual body, the church, which is the only physical representative of Jesus Christ on earth today. Paul said, "You are the body of Christ and members in particular." What could Jesus do on earth today without the body? He is seated at the right hand of the Father until his enemies are made his footstool. What can he personally do about the situation here on earth? Here are his own words in John chapter 14, verses 16 to 18. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. Jesus said, I will come to you. He said, the world, he will come to us, and he has come in the person of the Holy Spirit to live with the believers forever. He is seated at the right hand of the Father in his glorified body, yet he lives inside of us. A body you have prepared for me. This simple phrase reveals such profound truth, for the only body Jesus has on this planet today is made up of believers. The church is called the body of Christ. He is now depending on the body for his authority on earth. Without the body of Christ on earth, Jesus, our intercessor, he will be severely limited in his ability to change things on earth until he comes. When he was physically here, his bodily presence gave him authority. But now the church, as a body of Christ, has become his legal agent and authority here on earth. This gives him the legal right to furnish the ability, the anointing, to destroy the works of the devil. Let's read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 12. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of this darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Paul admonishes us, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Notice he does not say a thing about being strong in ourselves. But we are his body here on earth and joint heirs with him. We ought to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. If we have put on the whole armor of God, we will be able to stand. But we ought to be wise not to take off that armor. Paul says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. One of the problems we all face at times is meeting an individual who is inspired by the devil to harass us in some way. If we are not walking in the Spirit, we will get into a strife with that person. But James chapter 3, verse 16 says, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. So we must not wrestle against flesh and blood, but we must take authority over the spirit that is driving the person. In Daniel chapter 10, we find an example of the rulers of darkness hindering the answers of Daniel's prayers. Daniel was fasting and praying concerning his vision, And then it says in Daniel chapter 10, verses 2 to 5, in those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all. 2 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, that is the Tigris, I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold of Uphaz. Then verse 12 says, then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand, to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. Why did the angel come to Daniel? Because of Daniel's words. When you study angels, you see that angels get involved in the affairs of people because of their words. Either their prayers, or their words. James said, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. In Acts chapter 10, verse 4, an angel came to Cornelius' house and said to him, your prayers and your alms are come up for a memorial before God. So again, the words came up to God and the angels came. Mankind has the right and authority to pray and receive supernatural intervention from heaven on their behalf. Daniel had been in mourning for 3 weeks, and the angel said in Daniel chapter 10, verse 12 to 14, then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand, to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision refers to many days yet to come. The angel had to battle his way through the principalities and powers. It wasn't God's will that he would not give any answer to Daniel's prayer. But there were evil powers who set up a kingdom in this atmosphere above the earth, trying to stop heavenly intervention from coming down to earth. So it took time for the angel to break through that kingdom of darkness to bring the answer. This is why it is so vital for you to understand the authority that you have as a legal resident of this earth. Exercise your God-given authority over principalities and powers and rules of darkness concerning the situation of your life. God has highly exalted Jesus and given him a name above any other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and beings in heaven, on earth, and under the earth will bend their knees before him. We are the body of Christ here on earth, and Jesus gave us his name to use to exercise authority and dominion. Therefore, in prayer, remember that Jesus prays through your spirit. Use the power of his name in prayer and see answers coming. True, sometimes we wonder why God is not answering the way that we expect. I don't know why, but God knows. But that doesn't stop me from praying. I know the power in the name of Jesus. Use words, and who knows, maybe an angel will appear to you. Of course, angels are around us all the time, but we cannot see them because they are spiritual beings. But sometimes they take the form of man so that we can see them. They will inform you of many things and tell us things that we must do. And we best do what they say. Glory be to God in the highest.